Blackstone presents Another Now, a novel by Yanis Varoufakis. This book is read by Kevin Kennerly. For Danae, without whom Another Now would be unimaginable, and this now intolerable. Forward. A year ago today, we buried Iris in a red and black coffin. Red for the revolutionary fire constantly blazing in her belly, and black to remind us, as she kept doing, of the irreducible dark side in us all. Iris's funeral was as she would have wanted it, save for Eva's absence. The tributes provided a fitting encomium for my extraordinary friend, but the words washed over me. Some 20 years had passed since I had last seen Iris and Eva together. They'd been sitting on Iris's patio, Eva holding her usual glass of Pinot Grigio, Iris scolding her in tirades, punctuated only by mouthfuls of chilled vodka. Why on earth did Iris ever take Eva under her wing, I recall wondering. For a woman who could never have conceived of a good market, a noble war, or an unjust strike, it was an improbable friendship. Eva was a recovering investment banker turned true blue dry academic economist. Far from having a winning personality, if anything, she exemplified Oscar Wilde's definition of the cynic. She who knows everything about prices, but nothing about values. And I'm not even sure she has a clue about prices, Iris once said teasingly in her presence. Nonetheless, as Iris's casket was being lowered into the ground, Eva's absence weighed heavily. With Iris and Eva gone, Costa was the only other one left of our old gang. On the day Iris died, I'd messaged him twice, using an old number I still had. To no avail. Resigned to endure the funeral without him, I was surprised when I glimpsed him there. He was not easy to spot. A solitary figure leaning against a plane tree, watching from a distance as Iris descended to her resting place. Once the mourners began slowly to disperse, I approached him, and his face thankfully brightened up. Though his youthful cheerfulness was all but gone, his eyes still glimmered with his characteristic blend of brilliance and sentimentality. But as we talked, he seemed harried and close to paranoia, focused terribly on the diary and how important it was that it should not fall into the wrong hands. It was then that I realized Iris had been in cahoots with him before she'd summoned me to the hospice, 2 weeks before her body gave in to the cancer. Iris's summons arrived in late June, 2035, jolting me out of a 2-decade-long seclusion. The last time I'd seen either of them was in August 2015, as I was passing through Brighton for one last time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?